Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. It's another year. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I had a great many New Year's resolutions for myself, which I intend to do my very level best to carry out. The gun controllers, well, they waited for a minute into the new year before the first one decided to jump smack dab in the middle of 2015 while substantially embarrassing himself. This coming from a... I don't know how I would characterize website. Let's just say they're liberal. The New Yorker, both a magazine and a website. The author of the interesting essay, Adam Gopnik. Pretentiously, he calls this the moral work of gun control. And it's like a mixed drink designed to choke you to death. It's part the science is settled, it's part smug social positioning, and it's one part literary catharsis, all washed down with a healthy dose from that bottle marked ignorance. His first paragraph. Let's use his first paragraph. The absolute epitome of conflation. The news that the parents of the children massacred 2 years ago in Sandy Hook near Newtown, Connecticut, by a young man with a Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle, were undertaking a lawsuit against the gun manufacturer was at once encouraging and terribly discouraging. The encouraging part is that those parents suffering from a grief that those of us who are only witnesses to can barely begin to comprehend haven't, despite the failure to reinstate assault weapons bans and stop the next massacre, given way to despair. Like Richard Martinez after his son was murdered by a weapon that should never have been in the hands of a lunatic or anyone else for that matter, they're allowing themselves to be angry and then turning their anger into action. They're naming the business that helped kill their children and asking a court to hold that business responsible. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty doggone impressive. In just 144 words, he has managed to conflate the supposed problem of assault weapons with the actions of the man who murdered Richard Martinez's son, when in fact... Elliot Rogers didn't use any kind of a rifle. He used a trio of standard handguns that were legal even in California. He also proposed that he says that these handguns should never have been in the hands of a lunatic. That lunatic passed the gun control steps. He passed the federal and state background check that they regularly, routinely see as the panacea for every problem. And then he pretends that there's any evidence whatsoever to reinstate assault weapons that would likely stop the next massacre, which even Holder's Department of Justice concedes there is no chance that's going to happen. But he's just getting into his stride. He's not done by any stretch of the imagination. He writes, one of the ironies of the whole story is that there's already a long-standing ban on truly automatic weapons, machine guns, whose legality not even the NRA or their allies dispute. If anything, they tend to make a sniffy point of discriminating actual machine guns from mere semi-automatic ones, among them the Bushmaster. Back in the 20s, the availability of the Tommy gun to gangsters meant that the police were often brutally outgunned. Totally false. There is no ban on truly automatic weapons. It is cost prohibitive, and you do have to go through the NFA process to get one, but they are perfectly legal and available. There's about 250,000 of them in circulation. What does he mean? As for those that we tend to differentiate actual machine guns from the mere semi-automatic ones, that's because they are different. Not just legally, but functionally. Now, we could presume that this guy who feels comfortable enough to claim in public that no honest or scrupulous person can any longer reject the evidence that gun control controls gun violence. You would think he would know some very basic facts about how these things work when he's making that kind of declaration. But he's not done. He also writes, the gun manufacturer is guilty of having sold a weapon whose only purpose was killing a lot of people in a very short time. Despite the ATF having previously declared that such weapons serve a function in crime and combat but serve no sporting purpose, Bushmaster sold it anyway. And precisely on the grounds that it could kill many people quickly. Forces of opposition bow down. You are single-handedly outnumbered. The lawsuit is discouraging because the death by gun lobby has successfully advocated for legislative prophylactics that prevent gun makers, almost uniquely among American manufacturers, from ever being held responsible for the deaths that their products cause. If a car maker made a car that was known to be wildly unsafe and then advertised it as unsafe, liabilities would result. Okay. More conflation. There's no legal requirement that any weapon serve any sporting purpose. That's not what they're built for. That has nothing to do with it. The car maker analogy simply doesn't work. That implies, as it does, that Congress has elected to carve out an egregious exception for gun manufacturers that no other industry would be afforded. In fact, they would. I mean, if you go out and buy a gun and it explodes in your hands, and it explodes in somebody's hands in Ohio, and then in somebody's hands in Tennessee, very likely they're going to take a look at that gun. But they're back. They never went away. He writes that there's nothing so irresistible as an idea that happens to be true. However, he is correct. He is correct about that. However, he's not using any truth. He's not using any truth. If you really, really want to go after gun violence, you need to concentrate your efforts where the gun violence is. You probably find a lot of other violence. Concentrate on all the violence. Don't just concentrate on one category. That concentration on that category indicates to me that you're not interested in violence at all. You're interested in restricting rights. And that's the problem for me. And it's a problem for you, too, because now public opinion is against you. Oh, my. Ugh. There's one thing about this, though, that worries me. There is a very good man in my state that is running for sheriff in his locale. And he hired a supposed conservative to help him write an op-ed. And they sent me the first draft. And I'm reading this. And when I was reading this, I completely understand the issue that we face today. There's a lot of people that have no idea what they're talking about that say they're for guns in the Second Amendment. They have no idea what they're talking about. They get out there and lay little nuggets on the table that if you put them in print, somebody's going to grab onto those. I'm not going to get into details with that because I fixed that. Oh, yeah, I fixed it. But this is who, those kind of people that wrote that kind of op-ed that was just completely erroneous are the kind of people that the Gopniks of the world reach out and find. And that's our biggest issue. Not what is or is not, but the perception. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, the first broadcast of 2015. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Like Mr. Gopnik, who is latching on to whatever he can latch on. Well, hang on a minute. We got a call coming in. Put him on hold, and I will go and get him. Very good. All right, let's go to Ben in Michigan. Yes, sir. Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Bill. I got a question to ask you, if you don't mind. I've been calling a lot of different people, and I never get an honest answer from anybody. I think they're scared of the question I'm about ready to ask you.
Okay, let's go.
All right. As a grandfather, as a father, when do I have the right to protect my family from the government doing my children and grandchildren bodily harm? You can't sue the government for some of these things that are going on. And, for instance, I don't know if you believe in chemtrails or not, geoengineering, Bill. But I do. I live in Michigan, and we get sprayed pretty heavily when the low fronts move through, because I've been studying this for 4 years now.
Right.
And the heavy metals, I find out, cause dementia, Alzheimer's disease, forgetfulness disease, and whatnot. And I noticed that that's gone up in the last 4 years tremendously. And so has, hang on here, I'll get that out of here, autism. And I used to think autism was relationship to the mercury in the shot. Well, I'm having doubts on all this now, and I just wonder, when do we have a right to protect ourselves, and how can we protect ourselves without violence? Because I believe we have a right, the Second Amendment, I believe in that. And I don't believe it's just to go hunting rabbits and squirrels like our, I think our forefathers put it in there for us to protect ourselves from the government.
Right. That's the only reason they put it in there. Everything else we enjoy with that is a fringe benefit. So your question is, when do we seize the right to protect ourselves? First of all, as far as chemtrails concerned, I've seen, I've heard the story where they say, that's a result of the exhaust coming off of the plane at high altitude, and that's the condensation that happens in the air. However, I've seen airliners landing with those things coming out of them. I've seen plenty of video of that happening.
I don't mean to cut you short, but that's just it. The jets are more efficient. They're more friendly, environmentally friendly, I should say. They're built more environmentally friendly for our skies and for health reasons. That's what we're told. But yet, I'm 51 years old, and I remember seeing Viper trails. They disappeared after a couple minutes, These don't. They spread out. They make it's a global dimming on a massive scale, a global event's taking place with this. It's a global dimming thing that's going on too.
Well,
another thing. If we lose 20% of our sunshine, that's 20% of our health that's going downhill, because we need the sun to stay healthy.
I have a. In recent days, as far as the chemtrail part of it is concerned, I've heard people as obscure that you would think wouldn't be talking about this. Have you ever heard of a musician called Prince?
Yeah, I've seen the video where he was talking about chemtrails. I'm glad you brought that up, Bills, man. That's why I like you, man. did you notice that people's attitude, and it's not just because we're all struggling out here to make ends meet because Obama wants to spread the wealth around, take it from the good working people and give it to people that are lazy and don't want to work. But I notice people's attitude. It's like people are meaner. They're, and that's what Prince was talking about in the neighborhood. That people in the neighborhoods that they sprayed over. This is back then that they sprayed over their neighborhoods. Low income neighborhoods. People were violent. And now we notice this happening in Ferguson and with the police and everything going on. I'm noticing a lot more of that, too, and I wonder if there's a connection with this.
The more I look at it, the more I wonder about it. I don't even have – no. We're going to run out of time in the segment, so I'll probably get you to hold over. And this is just me making observations, okay? But first things first, let me answer your question. When do we defend ourselves? It's going to come down to there's going to have to either be a group of or an individual who is charismatic enough to be, it's going to take an individual of immense talent and enormous attributes to bring all this stuff to the forefront. He's going to have to be able to, like a Reagan who knows how to be an orator. somebody that really knows how to capture, and at the same time, he's going to have to be spreading the truth that is easily. And there's different ways to make cross studies of all that other stuff. You can look at jumps in crime based upon flight path. I mean, there's ways to do that.
Right. That's why I've been doing my research, trying to put it together. You know, and you're right. It's going to take one certain individual, probably that ain't being blackmailed by the NSA. You know, because let's face it, I think everybody up there on that hill is probably being blackmailed one way or another. You know, they probably got something in their closets, and that's why a lot of them don't bring this to the forefront, because if they shut up, we're going to bring this out on you. You know.
Well, as far as the NSA, I can tell you this. Because I can tell you this, and you can believe this before the break here, and I'll hold you over because I want to tell you my opinion of what's going on worldwide. The NSA, while they are capturing lots of stuff, don't have the manpower to sift through it. They have to target individuals. They have to decide it's going to be Ben in Michigan they want to look at real hard. And then they can take and break down your data. But they're capturing so much stuff that they don't... I mean... In order for them to actually shift through all of that and actually glean anything off of all the stuff they're capturing, I mean, all the stuff, everybody in the United States would have to work for them.
Yeah.
They'd be the biggest employer in the United States.
Right, you're right. There's just too much. You're right. So they'll say, well, let's go after Bill here, and we'll focus on him.
They'll know everything about me.
Yeah, they know. I think they know everything about me too. But I don't be threatening or anything like that, because I'm not stupid either. You know, that's why I ask questions. You know, because a lot of people ask me questions, and I pretty much say the same thing you do. When enough of us get together and say enough's enough, then that's the time. But you know, one person's not going to make a difference. He's just going to be called a lone wolf or a nut job or crazy or whack. No, but if you get, you know, 100,000 of us, 200,000 of us together, that makes a difference. We start voicing our opinion, they start hearing us more.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. I want you to hold, because I want to tell you my overall philosophy on this, because I've been taking lots and lots of looks at everything. Just for my own edification, I'll be happy to share it with you if you will hold on. So let me slap you back into the hold arena, back into the virtual radio green room. Yeah, I've been looking at some other stuff. We'll get back on topic here in just a second. But just so you know. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm about to pull back the curtain in a conversation with somebody that's called into the show to some of my inner workings. I understand that I have given this a lot of thought. Ben, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to tell you some things I've been looking at. There's this group of state legislators that have gotten together. There's about 200 of them. And they want gun control. And they also want to remain anonymous. They want the group that they're in to be unknown. And I thought about that. And I thought about some of the other things that I've heard, you know, about this, these groups of people here and these groups of people there. And I sort of drew a correlation to that. You see, there's a problem in the United States today, maybe not so much in the rest of the world, but in the United States. In the United States, women and black America have decided to be good. And by that I mean they've decided, see, the whole gun issue is the linchpin for me on which all things liberty concerned, that's what it pivots on. If that's not there, then a lot of things change. And with black America stepping up in this latest Pew Research poll and everything else, we see this, and women, with them deciding to go armed, now we see this secret cabal of state legislators who want to remain anonymous in the face of in the face of very heavy resistance to the whole idea of them doing this. They've been told for decades not to do this. And I've been looking at some of these things, and I've seen video. I've seen video of a bunch of a room with a bunch of old men, old white guys, sitting in high back chairs with a dancing girl in front of them, and they're being entertained. And I've seen, it seems like they're very heavily, some of these background people are very, very heavily influencing the music industry. They're very heavily insinuated in the music and entertainment industry, because that's where a lot of messaging comes, doesn't it?
Yeah, secret.
A lot of people get a lot of messaging from that. So, here's what I will tell you. Looking at that, looking at all of the things that, because I operate with a complete and total wide open imagination as to what could be and what can't be. And, but the solution remains the same.
Well, you know, mind me saying something here. I noticed, like, for Ferguson, a certain groups coming out of Washington, we'll call them communists, are showing up at these protests, and they're the ones that seem to be inciting the violence. They're the ones that seem to be causing the violence with the African-American communities.
Well, the Communist Party is, in fact, there. La Raza is there.
And people got to understand that you know, that we have an organization, let's say, with inside our government that is totally against what we stand for: freedom, the right to bear arms, the freedom of speech. You know, if we didn't have the Second Amendment, me and you would not be discussing what we're discussing right now, because there'd be no freedom of speech.
Yep.
It'd be taken away from us.
Well, my solution remains the same. I'm going to continue. There's one incident that is being forecast for 2015. It's not the apocalypse or a comet crashing to the earth or anything else. It's just one incident involving one individual. If that comes to pass, for me, that's going to be a game changer. I may change the entire format of this show if this incident comes to pass.
Say, what's that?
I'm not going to share that with you. If I give it out, if it happens, I'll let
it
you know.
It ain't Chad Bush, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, I've just been, it's somebody in the entertainment industry that they say is straight off of the reservation.
Okay.
But the solution remains the same. And my solution is this. I have resolved to take the skill set that was taught to me by the U.S. military, to try to maintain that as long as I can, even in my advancing age, to work with like-minded people around me in my community. And if anything ever does come to pass, we're going to take our point. We're going to stand at the door of Camp Freedom and Liberty, and anything coming across the hill is going to become a target of opportunity. And I don't care where they originate from. I don't care who they are. I don't care what their agenda is. If they're not coming up to join us, they will not be with us. And we will deal with them if that's what comes to pass.
And we don't care if they're wearing blue helmets or not either.
Blue helmets, pink helmets, plaid helmets. I don't care under what flag they're flying. I don't care if it's ISIS, the Illuminati, the Salvation Army, the Hare Krishna. I don't care. Whoever it is, when they cross the hill, when they decide to engage, we are going to engage. And
you're I don't mean to cut you off again. You're right about with entertainment. The same with TV shows. They like to put it in your face, but subconsciously giving you the messages, whether you're watching the TV program. Like, let's take, for instance, Pawn Stars. When Pawn Stars first comes on, the first thing you see is chemtrails in the sky. Okay, they're getting you immune to that. You know, you'll accept that. That's just a natural thing now, you know. And I notice a lot more of the Illuminati signs being presented in the music videos a lot more lately. They're just literally coming right out and saying they worship the devil is what
right.
they're doing. You know,
right.
They're not hiding it no more. And,
see,
you know,
based upon some of that, you know, have you ever seen that movie with Johnny Depp called From Hell?
No.
In that movie, they theorize in the movie, it's put forward, and, you know, this is all about Jack the Ripper. And in the movie, they theorize that it is one of the Masons. It's one of the Freemasons in London that's doing this. And they deal with him in the movie, the Freemasons do. They never let him get caught by the cops or anything else. And in the movie, Johnny Depp's character dies. But I'm surprised that Johnny Depp still walks around today, to be honest with you. Just based upon some of the trends I've seen, am I absolutely convinced that there's some cabal out there of people pulling strings? I'm open to it, but I'm looking at it. And
they take you down so many other different rabbit holes that, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to follow the path that you want to follow, the research you want to do, because it takes you down so many different rabbit holes.
Well, and at some point when I'm looking at that, what I do is I say, okay, let's stop here, because this is exactly the goal, is for it to be followed down the rabbit hole. I stop back and I pull back to the entrance. They got to come out sometime.
Well, I'm a true believer in this. First thing the government tells you to lie, the second thing the government tells you to lie to cover up the first lie.
There you go.
You know, and can I ask you, I always wanted to ask you this since I've been following you here for a little bit. That general that was in front of Congress, I do believe, and he said something that we don't take our marching orders to go to war anymore from Congress or senators. We take them from the United Nations. Do you recall that?
I recall it, and I certainly hope that was not. There's lots of different generals in there that feel, I mean, the generals are quite, being a general is a political position.
Well, I noticed Obama he's doing away with certain generals, it looked like to me, that ain't going to do what he wants to do or saying what he don't want to hear, so he's getting rid of them, you know?
Well, that's all right. Then they become civilians, and we'll need somebody to organize us. That's fine.
Right. That's the way I look at it. Them people that he's getting rid of, they're going to be helping us out in the long run if stuff does hit the fan.
They'll be there guiding us
to where we need to be.
Yeah. I'll be looking one of them up. I'll be hunting for somebody. Thanks for the call, Ben.
All right, thank you. Hey, and a happy New Year's, brother.
You as well.
And I know we ain't supposed to say this no more in America, but I'm always going to say this to my brothers. God bless you and yours.
Oh, well, I don't know who told you you can't say that. God bless you as well. All right, we'll be right back. Craig, you hang on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. What's up? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, did you happen to get that email I sent you?
The 57,000 businesses?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. That I've actually that was actually compiled. You can find that, I believe, at Second Amendment or 2aorganization.org or something like that, 2AO.
Yeah, it was originally read by Breitbart.
The article was, yes, sir. But the actual ones that compiled the list, that was 2AO. They have a radio show, and I don't remember on what network, but it's called 2AO Radio Show. Kevin Griffin is the host of it. I've had him on the show before. I'll have him on the show again.
I wrote off to Mr. Hawkins about getting that list is available. But it is interesting what Moms Demand Action, that their whole movement is just backfiring in front of their face.
Well, even their successes aren't successes. I mean, all the businesses they note in the Breitbart article, Chipotle, Starbucks, Target, all those, they didn't change their policy. They haven't banned guns from anything, from any of those businesses. They just put out a statement. And in some cases, like in the case of Jack in the Box and Target, it sort of backfired on them because when they put out their little statement, all of a sudden they had this surge of crime happening at their locations.
And they don't have that 30-06 with a circle and slash around it, too. So
no, they have not banned guns. Their claimed victories are nothing of the sort. And the list you're talking about, those 57,000 businesses, they're cleaning up. Wherever they're putting up these guns welcome sign, oh my goodness. It is one of the best marketing ideas. I mean, it's a good way to get out there and say, I back your Second Amendment right to carry a gun. But it also has the fringe benefit of attracting a lot of people that want to support that business to that business. So it's...
That's probably the safest place to be is in those businesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody's going to walk in there and knock them off. That's like trying to go and do a smash and grab robbery at the bar where all the cops hang out when they're off duty.
Yeah, I've seen a TV program where some guy tried to do that with a shotgun. And it was all full police. They all pulled out their guns.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the smartest thing in the world to do. And it has the exact opposite effect, which if everybody, even if they didn't like guns, if they were sick, these guns are welcome signs up there, that would really decrease a whole lot of these targets where these very rare spree shooters go to, like the Holmeses and like the Lonzas and like the Alexises and all these other guys. They're not going to go where there might be guns because they don't want to face one. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I just came back from vacation from Ohio, where I'm from. And Ohio doesn't recognize my CCL, so I had to leave it here in the house all locked up.
That is that's something I... Why doesn't Ohio recognize the Pennsylvania concealed carry license? Why don't they? Do you know?
I don't know. Because we don't... There's no requirement for training.
Training. See, we've got the same thing happening between South Carolina and Georgia, where Georgia doesn't require, and let me, these are gigantic quotation marks, the training requirement, which is basically shooting 50 rounds at a target the size of the back end of a Volkswagen, and you just got to have them in the black on the target. You know. That's not training. I've told politicians here in the state, hey, you know, Georgia's actually more constitutional than you guys are. What training? There's no training involved in that. I don't know how it is in Ohio, for example, but in South Carolina is primarily, can you shoot 50 rounds without shooting one of your fellow students or yourself? That's what it boils down to.
I think in Ohio, there's no class time you have to take, so you know all the laws and everything, which is fine. And there might be some training with your firearms. It's probably what I'm thinking is just going on.
But
that's not required.
Well, the training in South Carolina also primarily is they're trying to teach you when you can and cannot employ deadly force, which that's really subjective. It varies from case to case. You can have somebody, as an example, you can have somebody trying to break into your house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they come into the house, if they make it in the house, you can blow them away. You can't go out of the house and try to circle around and get a better position on them.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, now things have changed. That changes the whole dynamic of the incident. So, all of those things they try to teach you, It's really a game of 52 pickup where they're trying to teach you, and that's hard to catch all 52 cards when they're being thrown in the air. So hopefully something will change about that this year. That would be nice. That would be one of my bucket list things to see, just to see it happen. I don't know how I'd make it happen, but it'd be nice to see it happen.
Well, with U.S. Law Shield, they have these gun seminars you can go to, and I went to the one in Harrisburg, which was very informative. And I like the lawyer that they chose. He's like a little pit bull. And he'll come to your rescue.
Yeah.
But one thing here in Pennsylvania is if someone breaks into your house, you have to be very, very careful. Because if the guy's like drunk and he comes and he passes out on your couch there.
Right.
You can't shoot him because he's not a threat.
Right. Right. So you got to, you know, it's drunk, sleepwalking. There's a lot of different things. And, I mean, I've got something in the show prep about somebody who's about to be prosecuted because he shot somebody that was sleepwalking. So, I mean, it's all very subjective and everything. But, yeah, I think the 57,000 businesses getting out there and projecting that guns are welcome, I think that was a really smart idea, both from the standpoint of rights. It's interesting to see them be willing to go against the narrative and push that out there, which nobody was counting on. And it's also really good for the business, which is also a plus for me. So,
do you know who started that movement?
No, sir. I sure don't. I know the first one I heard about was some little family-owned restaurant in Louisiana that started it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Then there's one up in Colorado, and that where all the witches carry six shooters.
Yeah, yeah. it's a very interesting time to be in the United States today, and it seems like we're winning, so I'm good to go with that. I'm about to run out of time, Craig. Never think I don't read your emails, buddy. I try to read everything I get. Sometimes it gets sort of challenging.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sir. Yes, sir. It does get challenging sometimes, but I do the best I can. But from the standpoint, and we're going to talk about this when we're getting ready to go into the next hour, from the standpoint of the public perception, the public is now coming to our side. And those numbers will simply increase. Those numbers will simply increase. However, I do got to tell you this. This incident that I just referenced, if that actually happens, if that actually happens, I'm going to be recruiting. I'm looking for this one piece of corroboration. If that actually happens, I'm going to be recruiting. And there's not going to be, I'm going to be like the Kurds in Syria. All you got to do is be willing to show up. I'm not looking for athletes. Combat veterans are welcome. Everybody welcome. Because it's going to take everybody to fight it. But if this one incident does happen, oh my. Now everybody's going to be sitting around going, what are you talking about? In any event, we're going to talk about the shift that is occurring, and the groans and some of the reactions we're getting out of the gun grabbers, because they are hilarious. So let's take this moment, shall we, to flip into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.